Hello and praise the Lord. His love and kindness and faithfulness continue to guide us, and His presence is always together with us. It's another opportunity for our daily inspiration and an opportunity to encourage, to inspire, and encourage each other with the Word of God. How do we get started in the new year? That is the topic that we are reflecting on. What do we need to do to get started? It's possible to have lofty plans, lofty ideas. I will do. But actually, until we reach a point where we start calling out those plans, they remain dreams. And somebody said that the only way to realize your goals, the only way to realize your dreams is to wake up. And that is what we are looking at this week. How do you get started? Get started by involving God. In the beginning, God. Before you carry out that project, God. Before you take up that job, before you try that business, before you go on that trip, before you go to that school, God. Involve God. Then after involving God, take a step of faith. For faith without works is dead. Unless you're willing to take a step of faith, to get started, it remains undone. God will never do what you can do. You know why? Because you will never be able to do what God can do. And so the best place to begin is involve God and then take a step of faith. Do something and trust God to guide you in whatever you will do. And yesterday, we saw that we needed to avoid the risk of routine, just doing things the way we are used to, doing things the way our grandmother was doing them. You know, using the same mechanisms to solve a problem, or maybe to undertake a project, to do the same thing. Sometimes it is good to take a step to the unknown. Abraham, I know you're so much used to your father's compound, your father's country, doing things the way your dad does. But leave this place and go to a place, I will show you. In other words, try something new. Bear something different. Don't always do things the same way, ear in, ear out. Why don't you trust God for a new formula to approach that project, that relationship? It has failed before. God is not limited in what He can do. He formed the universe from the unknown. Why don't you trust God that your overflow will also come from something that is not known today? And today, I wanted to challenge the status quo. Things don't have to remain the way they are. Unfortunately, some of us get used to our pain. We get used to our inconveniences. We get used to doing, our standard is too small. We get used to doing things the same way. Sometimes it helps to do something different. Challenge the status quo. And unfortunately, we can all challenge the status quo by using the Word of God. I like what the scripture talks about this man, and I'm sure we have shared about him before, and you know his story, Jabez. And we read about him in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 from verse 9. And the scripture says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Do you want to be honorable, to overflow in honor this year? What did he do? His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I give birth to this boy in pain. That is the status quo, pain, hopelessness, struggle, hustling. Jabez cried out to God. He went where we started. He reached out to God. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. I'm sure Jabez did not just pray, but he also did something. He took a step of faith. He dared something new because he was so much used to pain, but he decided to try something new. That is what I'm challenging you today, my sister, my brother. Challenge your status quo. It does not have to always be like that. Don't get comfortable to pain. Don't get comfortable to that inconvenience. Don't get comfortable to people taking you for granted, people insulting you, people saying all manner of things. No, maybe this year you need to challenge your circle of friends. You need to challenge the things that you know. Maybe you need to do something different. Jabez challenged the status quo. And we have so many examples of people in the Bible who challenged the way things were done. And God came through for them. I don't know what status quo you're used to. Why don't you trust God that it's possible for you to earn a different kind of salary? You can do something that you thought it's impossible. You can trust God for business when you've always done things different. Don't allow fear to contain you. My blessed sister, my blessed brother, challenge your status quo. That is what Jabez did. And the scripture says, and God granted his request. God is willing to grant the request of dear brothers and sisters who are not going to settle for anything less, but they are willing to challenge their status quo for this year. They are willing to do everything it takes to pursue the overthrow we are trusting God for. Let us pray. Sovereign Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the encouragement we draw from your word. Today, you have reminded us that we need to challenge the status quo. After journeying to the unknown, some of us are so much used to our inconveniences, our pains, the insults we receive, the environment we are living in. And there is this voice that is speaking from within that is telling us to try something new. I pray for my sister and I pray for my brother that as they reach out to you like Jabez did, and they trust you for the status quo they are willing to challenge. God, you will show yourself strong on their behalf and you will guide them in the thing that they trust in you for. Help us not to settle for anything less than you have called us for in this year of our overthrow. Thank you for speaking to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration. You're sharing your time with me. I don't take it for granted. And I pray that God's overthrow will be manifest in your life and you will see God guiding you, fighting for you, and showing himself strong on your behalf. May I remind you, you are blessed and you are a blessing. Thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. And thank you for your comments. You are blessed. Have yourself a beautiful day.